Wiltord makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp! That's magnificent! The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Welcome to a Bergkamp Wonderland, an Arsenal podcast. I'm your host, Deke. I'm joined by Danny, and we're going to go over the very, very hard-fought 2-1 victory over Brentford at the Emirates this evening. Danny, how are you?
I am off my tits on a monster because I've got the no sugar version, so I shouldn't really be, should I? But I'm full of caffeine and eager to go, even though I missed quite a bit of the game because my IPTV died. RIP.
Oh, okay. So when did you manage to watch up from?
19 minutes.
Oh, okay. You didn't miss too much apart from the ref being really bad. We'll talk about Robert Jones. We'll talk about him and the fact that he's just an absolutely atrocious referee. I'd be interested to see if anybody else agrees with me.
And if anybody in the chat can remind me, the bloke who did VAR, what he was the referee last week who messed something up, and we can't remember for the life of us.
Atrociousness. But before we get started into the game, Danny, and talk about the lineup and everything, let's just quickly say hello to some people in the chat. So we've got Cy. How long for the final whistle? That whistle, the final whistle did go on a long while, didn't it? We got Selby here. Great game of football. Do you know what? We've been so privileged, Danny, of watching the games over the last seven, right? This would be eight wins on the bounce. The last seven games, I don't think I've been as stressed as I was in this game, Danny. I don't know how you felt about it, but I felt quite stressed. From like the kickoff and stuff, I felt quite nervous. I thought Arsenal had a really nervy start, but, you know, it all worked out in the end. Two teams willing to fight for everything. I agree. We always struggle against Ivan Toney, don't we? And then we've got Phil Mackey here. Welcome. Bouncing now. Once upon a time, I'd be getting wrecked along Upper Street. Good old times in Angel. And then we've got Phil again with Danny, late back from FM, getting some roadkill for dinner. Well, you know, we're a professional outfit here at ABW. You know, we're always about being on time. And you know me with numbers, so that's how that goes. Liam Greyhurst, Ramsdale better break out the KY jelly because he goes Kai Havertz big time. That's for sure. You say that, though, even though I texted Danny at halftime having a pop about Ramsdale, but he ended up pulling in some amazing saves in the second half, including that Toney, like, pretty much off the halfway line volley. So he did really well in the end, redeemed himself. I thought he redeemed himself by just performing the way he did in the end. So that was good stuff. Yeah. It was good to see. Good for his confidence, and it started to grow throughout the game. Boy Tendio, Arteta is getting results game after game, and including results, guys, from games where we're struggling to actually really get things going. We performed really, really well, but sometimes, you know, games, it doesn't go our way. We don't get the rub of the green that we've seen so far in the previous seven. BX Gunner 81, disaster avoided. Agreed. We've got LF on Twitter. Hello, ladies. What's going on? Phil, hello, ladies. Looks odd seeing a man with the hair on the left of my screen. Yes, I'm on the left this time. Exactly. I used to do the hosting on the post games anyway. And then I took a little break and I thought I would do it again today. So here we are. Then we've got Ray Anderson. Paul Tierney did VAR. Tierney.
What did he do last weekend? He fucked something up.
Does anybody know what Paul Tierney did last weekend for him to get in the bad books, for him to be on VAR? Imagine you make a mistake, Danny.
Yeah.
You make a mistake, right? The next weekend, you're like, right, we are going to put you in charge of VAR at the Arsenal game, a team that is chasing who, if they win, go top of the Premier League. By the way, guys, we're top of the Premier League right now. I don't think I mentioned that already. But yes, we're top of the Premier League. Selby, Tierney was scared to give the penalty. Which Gordon one?
Stefan.
Oh, sorry. Stefan. All right, cool. Yeah. Which penalty didn't he? Was he afraid to give?
We said that before the show. There was three. We didn't get any of them. Crazy. Come on.
Crazy.
Liverpool,
I've seen
got all of those.
I completely agree. We all know about Fergie time, but this season it's Kloppy time, isn't it? Boitendio, the refs are NPCs, non-player characters. As far as I'm concerned, I pretend they aren't there. It's very difficult when, you know, Robert Jones, who was the referee this evening, put himself about and made the game more about him and his decisions than the fact that Arsenal are going to go top of the league. We've got Stan the man. Oi, oi. Stan, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Big's gonna win big, win ugly. Winning is winning, as Vin Diesel said. Winning is winning. But Ray Anderson, even the Gabriel penalty, he was too scared, but Gabriel got a yellow for a shirt pull. Winds me up even thinking about it, contemplating it in my brain. Sai, I thought the referee wasn't getting a grip of time wasting throughout the whole match. I think the referee, I noted here in 10 minutes, referee has lost the game. That was my prediction. That's how early I predicted that Robert Jones was going to have a bad day in the office, was 10 minutes in. Social joins. Hey. We got it over the line, but Ramsdale in the lineup against the team always worried me. And that hunch was right, all in control until his mistake. Agreed. As I said at halftime, I texted Danny and gave a bit of jip to about Ramsdale. But Danny made a fantastic point. Because even I blame Arteta and Edu for the Ramsdale error. If we would have fully signed Raya and not him been on loan, like we heard that was going to be agreed in January, then this situation wouldn't have been in play. Ramsdale being forced out from the cold into a game where we are going to potentially go to the top of the league against a team that we struggle with in the past, against a player called Ivan Toney, who performs exceptionally well against our centre-backs, who did very well tonight, but ended up being a Ramsdale mistake. But I think Ramsdale going in cold wasn't a great decision from Edu and Arteta, but also the fact that we didn't sign Raya on a permanent. Stan the man, Kai was very lucky to not have a Seki yellow for diving. You say that. I've seen those. Danny, did you remember the Kai Havertz foul?
The only one I really remember is the one where I was watching it closely, was because the first half I was watching a very, very bad feed. The second half, it was a decent one. And it was someone's grabbing the player, one of our players, with both hands. But the Kai one, I can't remember. I know there was at least three.
Challenge came in. Kai Havertz put the ball to the side, put the ball to the right, and it was going to go out for a corner. But he basically played the ball to be able to just receive the contact. I think it would be harsh if he got a card for diving or anything like that. I think it'd be really, really harsh. It's Scrivo. Good evening. How was the last 10 minutes? I had a problem with my drain and missed it. Unblocked it and found 60 million down there. Strange. Well, that's a good end to your evening there, then, I guess. Ray Anderson, Ramsdale didn't redeem himself. Keepers are supposed to make those saves. Well, you could say that about anyone. Ben White got two assists playing as a winger. An inverted wing back. Situations like that, of course, you'd be like, oh, well, he's just being a professional football player. But then he performed really, really well and got those two assists. So I'm still, Ray, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go against you there. And this is coming from someone who doesn't like Ramsdale, okay? Danny? You know how much I dislike Ramsdale with how he talks about Arsenal and footballers in the media and what he did and everything. I'm not his biggest fan. I still believe that Ramsdale redeemed himself. So I'm just going to go with that for now. Peter Little, last season we would have drawn or lost that. So not a bad result and signs of improvement. Exactly. As Danny said, you've got to win. You've got to win the game. Social joins. I'd love to know the amount of time in play football was played. That is correct how I read that. They played zero football, very NFL yard gainage stuff. I agree. I always laugh when I hear opposing football fans do the same old Arsenal always cheating, and then you go and see Brentford and what they do. Stan the man, Tini gave the drop ball to Liverpool instead of Forrest, and Liverpool went on to score the late.
That was it. Yes. Wow. Indeed. And even though they told him that's not what you do, and they Liverpool went on and scored about 1 minute 30 seconds later. Absolute freak. Should have been sent him to the conference, not even championship, because honestly the championship is somewhere you go when you've been bad, because the championship
was the late winner, wasn't it? Oh my god, it was the Darwin Nunez header.
Yeah,
Oh, that wound me up so much. I thought Forest played really well. I thought they were really unlucky to have not even got the draw. And Liam Greyhurst also mentions the Tierney situation as well. Phil Macker, I thought NPC meant Northern preferred. Yeah, it can mean both. It can mean both. Yeah. It can mean both. Stefan, to be fair, that was a difficult game to referee. I will go back to what Sai said. What was it? Ray. Oh, you know, they're supposed to make those saves. The referee's supposed to be decent. That's what I'm going to go and use and say. So I'm not going to. I'm Stefan. Sorry. Just poor. Poor from the referee. Boy Tendio, it's a good thing that pot shot attempt from Tony didn't go in. The internet would have been a disaster zone. Oh, that's you, Danny. Sorry. And Nick, hello, chaps. Hope everyone is behaving. Nick, thanks for jumping in. Paul Nell, not Neil, as Danny would say. Oi, oi. Liam Greyhurst, the last time we saw Ramsdale start in an Arsenal shirt. Yep. Brady's banana, good. Nearly wasn't. Evening. Phil Macker, I completely blame Arteta. How can Rami be expected to play at his best when he rarely plays? Great second half save. Exactly. And then Phil Macker, hey Stan, he's just saying hey to Stan. Boy Tendio, the only reason Ramsdale is getting any minutes at all is because Rea is on loan. Shoddy management, but whatever Rea can play with his feet, it's transformative. I completely agree. Stan, I was talking about Kai playing for a penalty that wasn't given. Had it gone to VAR, the referee would have been, oh, okay, fine. I might have missed that then. Ray Anderson, it wasn't a second yellow to Kai. Both of them thighs came together. Okay. Nick, I counted 7 players going down, pretended to be injured and got up. It's very cool that you've counted that because I was just too busy getting really angry about it.
It was like the song play. All over again.
Yes. Great analogy. Kyle Gilson, good evening. Not a fan of VAR, not seeing an arm around Trossard's neck and not having ref go double check. Yeah, I get really fed up when they just don't double check. It seems like 99.9% of the time when a referee goes and double checks the VAR, they overturn the decision or confirm the decision that we're all knowing is going to happen. But I feel like the referees need to go and check the VAR system so they know what's going on a little bit better. But that's just my opinion. Boy Tendio, VAR is supposed to see what it's supposed to see. Completely agree. The ref should have awarded the penalty. I agree. James Johnson, 91. Good evening. Didn't know you both was live. So glad that we got that. Screw Brentford. Screw the Scousers. Screw City. Screw the kids. Bike seat sniffing. PGM. Social joins. Even completely agreed. Even under 11s clear that ball. Ramsdale botched it up because he's poor on the ball. I agree with that completely. And then Ray Anderson, even the commentator said it wasn't a penalty to Trossard. I was saying, how is that not a penalty when the defender has his arm? Oh, I agree. We had a plethora of situations that happened where the ball should have been put onto the penalty spot for an Arsenal player to take it, most likely Saka. But Danny, the lineup, Yes. We didn't think the Martinelli injury would be something that would maybe have an issue with today's game. It ended up actually being that. And we saw Trossard start out on the right-hand side. And obviously we had Ramsdale in goal because of the Raya situation and the cock-up in the office with Arteta and Edu. And Saka starts this evening as well when there was rumours about him being not very well. What did you make of the lineup?
I woke up at 4:30 and then at 5:15 I woke up again and heard the lineups on the radio. I thought, I've got 15 minutes to get up, get dressed, have a wee, get something to eat out the fridge and get in there in my sitting room and watch the game. And then I found my IPTV wasn't working. So I was all of a fluster. But I think my vague memories of that was, I know he said right, he meant Trossard on the left, that Trossard playing will be okay. It will do good. And now that we've seen Jesus has come back, Jesus, now that he's come back, it doesn't really matter if Martinelli or Saka are going to miss a game or half a game or something like that, because we've got two worthy people to come on and take their place. But looking at the entire lineup, I'm glad that Jorginho started the game because it brings a certain amount of calm to the game. And Trossard out on the left, very trustworthy player, but I don't think he had the greatest of games. I still think, we've said it quite a few times, Trossard is he's best when he's a sub player, an impact player. Like if he was playing Football Manager, you'd have him as impact sub. And if you don't like that, son, you're getting sold.
Yes, I completely agree. Even though Trossard had a couple of moments, There was a moment where Ramsdale, 16 minutes, Ramsdale unleashed Trossard. And I think if Martinelli was on the end of that, I think Martinelli probably would have made an effort on target at least. But Trossard wasn't able to sort of get the ball under control. Other than that, I didn't really have too much to worry about at the lineup. I was just more upset about the fact that Martinelli's injury had kept him out of the side. So hopefully we'll see him back for the Porto game this week.
They all need a rest, though, don't they? It's good if they can have a game off. But looking, in the last podcast, we said there were 600 people watching on Twitter.
Yep.
There can't be, because I've just put in, at the moment it tells us there's 340 people watching on Twitter. I've just put, is anybody here? Not a single answer. It seems Twitter has got a problem where it's telling us we've got 300 or 400 people watching live. You'd never get 300 or 400 people watching live on the Twitters. There's probably me and a duck, and that's it. Yeah, hello, quack, quack, to you there. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
That's Twitter for you. I think it's probably a lot of people just scrolling through, and as they scroll past or something like that, it adds as a viewer, embedded.
It's not turning them off. I think it's doing columnative, because normally if we're an average show, we'll get about 30 or 40 during the entire show watching, and then it will say at the end of the show, you've had 1,200 views. With that one, we had 600 people watching live. It said we had 800 views. No.
Well, before we get started in the game, then I'll read a few more comments from everyone. In the referee's defence, he can't do anything if the players simulate injuries. No one can know for sure in real time, but I was more pissed off about the time players were taking to restart the play. I thought the referee was poor. I thought Robert James was Jones, sorry. Is that not the most bland name on the planet, Danny? Robert Jones?
Neville.
Yeah, sure. I completely agree. Stefan, wouldn't it be better if two people could work together and take responsibility for the decision? Come on now. Don't be silly. Phil Macca, Trossi was sloppy at times. He was. Social, Nick Wilson, they faked injury every time. They were fast breaking. When we were fast breaking, they wanted to slow it all down. Of course, they were playing anti-football. Tom Andrew, good evening. Oi, oi. And all the numbers. Pathetic all the time, wasting fake injuries from Brentford tonight. Their fans should be ashamed. They won't be. Social joins, Trossard out wide ain't it. Completely agreed. I think we're all on the same page when it comes to Trossard and starting games. I think if Martinelli wasn't injured, Trossard wouldn't have been anywhere near this side until maybe 78th minute. Ray Anderson, Stan, there was three incidents that I thought was a possible penalty. Kai, Trossard, and Gabriel. I agree. Stefan, is that a fake beard? If not, it's very impressive. No, it's not a fake beard. This is my real locks and my real beard. I look like a homeless. I need to get some trimming done. That's a question. So we'll save that for later. Nice. Hambo Gumball, I am so hoarse after leaving the game. Oh, you watched the game live? You're going to need to tell us about the atmosphere, because I know that the commentators mentioned when Havertz scored the winner that it just went absolutely mental. So you need to give us some sort of understanding. You need to verbalize in some sort of understanding for us to know how it felt, how that moment felt.
I didn't know Hambo went to the games. There we go. All these years.
Do you go to the games normally, Hambo Gumball? Or was this a one-off situation for yourself? Let us know. Phil Macca, I love that Alan Smudger Smith. Smudger. Said on the commentary, we stopped them from taking a quick free kick when it was the last thing they were going to do. I agree. Russ Morgan, good evening. We lose energy when Trossard starts games. He's brilliant on the ball, but definitely we all agree, impact sub. Stan saying hello to Russell. Liam, I'm half watching. That's fine. No worries. Ross Morgan, ducky booze. What does that mean? I've no idea.
They say ducky booze.
He said ducky booze. What's that?
I said it's me and a duck watching.
Oh.
And the duck is booing.
Right. There we go. Boy 10 Dio, there's no bots on X Behave. Elon Musk will delete you behind the scene if you keep talking. I'm still shadow banned, so don't worry about it. Ross saying hello to some peeps. Supercalifragilistic. Cheers. I like that opening. That was nice. TJ, nope, no one here. Good. Well, no one's there then. That's fine. Russell Wilson. Well, I'm here enjoying the chat. Thank you. Good evening. Ray Anderson, for those who are at the game, can you tell me what Ramsdale's position was when we have the ball in their half? Very interesting, because that can be compared to Raya. Super Cali, I thought for sure that we'd get tons of VAR decisions today. Sarcasm. Yep, I totally got that. especially when Paul Tierney's in charge, the man who makes the errors. Stefan, let's just add to the chat that this podcast never starts. I agree. Super Cali hair must be nice. Oh, okay. Sorry. And then we've got just other people having chats about stuff. Trav, good evening. You hear that Andy Townsend was denied dinner because he didn't have a dinner voucher. What? What is that all about? What, have I missed a joke here, guys? Is this a thing? What is this? What does this mean?
It's a fake Paddy, isn't he? Doesn't count.
Right. Gotcha.
I don't know if that's, I doubt that's it.
I have no idea. Trav, you need to give us some context because I have no actual idea. No, Phil, you look like a jaunty pirate who's had some pies. Thank you. Brilliant. Renry, good evening. Oh. Hi, Danny and Deke. Thought it was best to pop in as I put our winning run on the checking out the live after the match pod. Even if I can't stop, I will always listen back if I don't catch it live. We appreciate that wholeheartedly. Thomas Rosicki, come on, you Gunners. And then Hambo Gumble. I go every so often. Done Tottenham in September, Palace 9-3 so far. Fantastic. We'll keep attending if it's working in our positives. So, let's get into the game because we've got a lot of people here. So we appreciate every single one of you for popping into the stream. This was quite an intense, too intense, a wigwam in a teepee, Danny. Too intense.
Too tense.
What I did there? Wigwam in a teepee. So, I will quit my comedy career this evening. Don't worry about that. 2 minutes, Danny. What have you got nothing up till 19, right? So I'll just mention
17th minute, the Ødegaard pen. That's when I finally managed to get a little bit of signal.
Okay. All right, cool. So I've just got 2 minutes in, corner already, pressure on the Brentford back line. Should have been another corner off Tony. I noticed that we got a first corner and we should have had another corner, but they didn't even discuss it. And I've wrote here, Ramsdale in goal, nervous. It's like I've got precog.
It wasn't just him that was nervous. Arteta was nervous. The pit crew were nervous. The team were nervous. The crowd were nervous. Yep. And you could almost taste it in the air at the beginning of the second half, the restlessness and the...
I really felt it. Do you know what's annoying as well? I feel like we felt it in the centre-back partnership of Saliba and Gabriel this evening, which we haven't seen in a while, but we saw it all flooding back. And I started to panic whenever they were kind of trying to battle with Wissa and Tony. They're quite a frustrating partnership, that's for sure.
That's what a difference it makes, though, doesn't it? When you don't have full belief in your goalkeeper or the man behind you, whatever player.
Do you think that's got a lot to do with it? Do you think that's got a lot to do with the fact that
he's admitted it, hasn't he? ADHD. They were just hoping no low-flying pigeons were going to get involved, and it shows. It's concentration. I mean, we're going to come. We've got pictures and for their goal, but it just shoot. This is what we'd have said before the show, and this is what we'll say during the show. Redeemed himself, we know, but if you had to say, how will Brentford score, you would have guessed a Ramsdale fuck-up.
It's so annoying. Just keep Ramsdale. They should have kept Ramsdale away from any media press of any kind, podcasts, anything in between, because he's just a shit show when it comes to that sort of thing.
I don't know whose podcast he went on when he was.
I have no idea. But he said so many dumb things over the last year, right? At the end of last season, and in the summer transfer, he said so many dumb things. And then we went and signed Raya, and I was like, all right, well, there you go, straight swap. I love Raya. I think he's one of the better keepers in the Prem, and we're starting to see a lot of that now, and this evening, definitely for sure. Arsenal looking panicked for the first time in months. The Tony effect, the irony being is we're probably not going to be going for Ivan Tony in the summer. Obviously, lots of talk at the moment. Are we going to be going actually for a striker when we're seeing Kai Havertz doing what he's doing, but that's another question for another time. 40 minutes, ref is poor. I feel like this is just me moaning about how bad the referee is. 16 minutes, obviously Ramsdale tries to unleash Trossard with a counter-attack, and Trossard just doesn't have enough about it to be able to hold the ball up or even, you know, make a play and do something with it. I thought that if Martinelli would have been there, he might have done something with it. And then 19 minutes, Danny. 19 minutes. Mm. Was it 19 minutes?
I just put Ødegaard penalty question mark because he looked like he was brought down again, as usual. I mean, that during the whole game, Brentford had most of their players in the box. So he's trying to weave his magic, zigzagging through their players and get it to someone. I just kept doing it all night long. all afternoon long. And I thought, I don't think it was a penalty, but you see easier ones.
I've seen this. This is the point. This is exactly the point, Danny. It's the penalties that we didn't get, fine. But I've seen them given.
Yep.
That's the point that Danny and me are talking about. I've seen these penalties given. Danny's seen these penalties given. That's the frustrating part. We've had the rub of the green the last seven games, but we're performing exceptionally well. Rub of the green should still happen. We're not winning this game, by luck or by Man United today by scoring two penalties.
Yeah.
They won a game by scoring two penalties. I'm just saying. We're really unlucky to have not gotten one of those penalties, but we ended up winning the game anyway. But yep. I was still moaning about the penalty, Danny. But in like 30 seconds later, White chips the ball into the box and Rice buries it.
Beautiful, lovely. It's such a great bit of skill. I think I've got a photo for... All I've got is this photo of Rice running away. I've managed to steal that off the internet. Running away, arms by his side, Jorginho running up. I was watching when we scored the goals lately. It's not every single player all don't run up and hug. I noticed Ødegaard and Ben White are doing a little bit of man-broing there, and then some of them run up and celebrate the player. I noticed Ødegaard quite often will just stay where he is and look around for someone not really joining in and then give him a high five.
That's or a captain mentality right there. Yeah, 100%.
Let the boys go and do their celebration. But the notes that I put straight back on the attack, Ben White on the corner of the box, lobs it in for Declan to head it in. Great bit of play. Started with Saka on the right yet again. Sammy Saka with a pre-assist for that. I don't know if anybody does pre-assists, but if you start adding that to Saka's goals and assists this season, probably going to end the season in triple numbers because the boy is absolutely magic. But for Declan to be able to do that and get that on target, we've got a little thing here that is included all of the goal, this run of eight games. Declan Rice is second in with goal contributions, a term I'm not overly happy with. He's got three goals, five assists in eight Premier League games. I mean, that is stunning, isn't it? For a bloke who's a defensive midfielder.
He's our defensive midfielder.
Yeah, occasionally a left eight. It was at times he was the furthest forward attacking player, wasn't he?
Auxiliary striker. I've said it the last few weeks, haven't I? He's the auxiliary striker.
CV gets longer by the game.
It's crazy. There was a moment where Havertz put a ball back across the goal, the mouth of the goal, and Rice was the only one attacking it.
Yeah, and they said he's never scored two goals in a game. Thought, hold my beer.
Give him time. Right? We've turned Rice from a defensive midfielder, which is what we see for England and West Ham, a very defensive-minded midfielder, into being probably one of the best box-to-box midfielders in football at the moment. And I'm really enjoying seeing his auxiliary striker skills come out to play. I thought the header was extremely clean. It was a fantastic header. Rose really well. Dodged and ducked and dived and dodged the centre back to be able to open up some space for himself. But once again, Ben White just putting the ball into the zone, putting the ball into the area, knowing that someone's going to rise above the rest and get it into the back of the net. If it wasn't going to be Rice who was going to get onto the end of it, it was going to be Havertz, which he does later on. But White, beautiful stuff from him. Got to give him a cheeky little shout for getting two assists in a game. And then what else have you got, Danny?
I have got 23rd minute, Ødegaard in the box, looking for an angle to give it to Havertz, but it's just it showed bits of before this run started. You'd see Ødegaard going all the way up and down, just outside the penalty area, with the ball, going in and out of people, just looking, waiting, looking, waiting, looking for the perfect through ball. Managed to get it through to Havertz. I went to try and give it to Havertz, but didn't really get a clear line. I think maybe Havertz, he did try and have a shot. That happened quite a few times today where we were in decent positions, but had so many players in the box, we couldn't get past them, and it was getting frustrating. But we believe, and we were right to believe, because that's the eight wins in a row now, which is fantastic. But Ødegaard, even up to the moment he went off, he was just pulling the strings and trying to work that magic all night long, and he must have been a right pain in the ass for those Brentford players, because you can't give the man an inch, because he will take it, put someone through, or even lob and score himself. It's just wonderful. What a wonderful player. And sometimes I think he doesn't get the recognition he deserves. Not only is he our captain, but he is the metronome of the Arsenal midfield. It's
perfect analogy. Couldn't have said it better myself, Danny. I absolutely love Martin Ødegaard. The guy is an absolute legend. And the fact that you noticed that, Danny, with the celebrations, that he kind of gets players involved who are not necessarily part of the main celebration group and just gets everyone involved, I think that speaks wonders about his class and his attitude. And that's the reason why he's wearing the armband for the Arsenal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A player who had another good game today that I thought was another unsung hero, unlucky to have not created something to get himself an assist, was Jorginho, Danny. Jorginho, another class. I've got 33 minutes here. Jorginho is completely class. Over the top ball for Havertz. Funny enough, when Havertz came off, I can't remember what game it was, and a ball was played over the top and Jesus was unable to gain control of the ball. And if he did, he would have been an in on goal. And people were saying, if that were Havertz, I think he might have controlled that and gone on, in on and maybe scored. 33 minutes, that exact same similar situation happened. And Havertz manages to pick the ball out of the air and do so well with it. Unfortunately, nothing comes of it. But what I'm saying is opportunities. It really starts to show what Havertz brings to the side. And, he goes and wins it for the team, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, and sometimes it is to the detriment. Yep. There's a word there. Not sure what it is. My brain is full of words. And to his goal-scoring ability, because he's trying to get involved. He doesn't have... If you're playing as a striker, your job is to get the ball and score. As he's not playing as an out-and-out striker, he still looks to set other people up. And you often see with strikers, they're greedy. They'll just wait for the ball, get it, and they'll have a shot, whether the shot's on or not. We saw so much of that of Aubameyang over the years. But with Kai, he will be looking for other people to see a sign of a great player, see if anyone else is in a better position than you are, which is what Bergkamp always did. I mean, it's probably a little bit unfair to compare Bergkamp to Kai Havertz yet, but their roles are quite similar. Not actually a forward, but scores goals, does a bit of magic, sets stuff up, and is always happy to set somebody else up with a goal.
And you're going to blow the internet up, Danny, by mentioning Kai Havertz and Dennis Bergkamp in the same
sentence. He's not there yet.
Of course. He's got, but he's not having a bad start, is he, Danny? He's not having a bad start. I just love the fact that Jorginho and Havertz have got that sort of connection. I know they obviously play for the Rent Boys down in South London, but they've got that connection and you can see it sometimes, them having that fluidity, which is really nice to see. 38 minutes, Rice having the ability to run through, once again, showing his characteristics when it comes to playing that left eight. And the fact that we're now having to ask real questions about whether he's going to be the six or the eight when it comes to next season, because that will make a decision about who we will sign in the midfield, Danny, won't it? So that's going to be unusual. And it was an unreal pass to Saka as well. Unfortunately, it was a shot over the ball. And then once again, 41 minutes here, randomly 30-yard shot from Trossard, completely pointless. That's the shoot.
Yeah, there's always those.
Drives me up the wall. Have you got any other minutes, Danny?
What number are we up to? Because Twitter has just mugged me.
I've got 43 minutes here. I've got up to 43 minutes.
I did put 34 minutes when you were talking about Jorginho.
Oh, yeah.
With a defence splitting pass right through the midfield for Havertz to run onto, but it's forced left. And missed it, but they would have called him. Oh, and he ran on at goal, and then he was on the left, went too far left, put the ball too far right, and they said it would have been offside. But it just shows what he can do. And then, like you said, Gabriel down the middle, and the next one is their goal. If you want to tell the boys and girls, I'll let you have the pleasure.
Can we really want to talk about it? If I'm honest with you. Kivior, we are under no real pressure. Kivior plays it back to Gabriel. Right on the left-hand side, Gabriel then plays it back to Ramsdale. That is Wissa, who is on Gabriel. Go back to the previous picture. Sorry, Danny. That's Wissa on Gabriel. That's the man who scores this goal. So Gabriel plays the ball back to Ramsdale, who has this amount of time to do something with it. Okay, Ben White's probably not in the best position here to receive a ball from Ramsdale. So clear it. Oh, Saliba's there. Oh, right. I completely forgot. Saliba's all the way over there. I don't know. So Ramsdale's got no excuse. Wissa comes in, makes a challenge, and manages to deflect the ball into the back of the net, and Ramsdale wants the world to swallow him up into a hole.
Yeah.
Annoying. Perfect timing as well for the goal, isn't it? Just before the stroke of halftime. Ramsdale, we see a lot of, as Ramsdale's coming off the pitch, we see a load of coaching staff, substitution players like Eddie Nketiah and Nelson and stuff like that going up to him and trying to pick him up and stuff like that. And they obviously did manage to pick him up for him to have the performance he does in the second half, but that still doesn't justify that sort of situation. When you've got someone like David Raya in goal, that does not happen. Unbelievable. Danny, what's your thoughts on it?
And Raya was so ready with his feet. Raya would be, it doesn't, I mean, that's, I think Ramsdale, is he right or left footed?
Right footed.
Because that, I think that will make a huge difference with getting the ball. And that could be for the case for the defence would be what foot he is. I'm just having a look on here. And if it says what foot he is, right footed. And so the ball has come in, as we showed the pictures, it's coming in onto his left side. So he has to get it with his left foot and then put it onto his right foot and then clear it. Well, you know, you could have just taken a step back. Not that I know anything about goalkeeping, but
you haven't got a degree Danny, have you got a degree in goalkeeping?
No.
Well, then you can't have an opinion on it.
It was revoked. So what he could have done, looking back at the video, just taking a slight step back on his left foot and launched it with his right foot upfield. But he didn't. He tried to get it on his right foot straight away and then have a little bit of a wander, a bijou wanderette. And whammo, he's coming. He said, I'm having some of that, son. But then it's just, first of all, it's a mistake. It's bad luck. And then for it to go up and in, Ramsdale must think, I can't do anything right. Because for that to go, to clear it, hit that bloke's leg, Wiss's leg, and then go up and over Ramsdale in the goal, you're thinking, no. On my comeback game, not only was it his comeback, but it was his final game for the Arsenal.
It was his final game for the Arsenal, wasn't it? Before we get into the second half, Danny, should we just go over some new comments that are flooding the chat? Yeah. Ross Morgan, Townsend was doing the commentary for the US channel. That's what he means in regards to the previous comment when he was talking about Andy Townsend. So thank God I didn't have to listen to that. Phil Macker, we can't win every game smooth. Of course, sometimes you've got to win a game ugly. And we did that this evening. So that's good stuff. Rudy. Up the Gunners, 8 in a row. Lovely. Rudy again. Brentford boss, obviously Rudy, is our designated quotes giver. Danny? Thomas Frank, I actually don't think Havertz should be on the pitch when he scored. It was a clear dive. Maybe it was difficult for the ref, but the linesman should have seen it. Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? And in all the numbers, great that Raya will be back next game. Ramsdale badly affected. Confidence tonight needs to be sold in the summer. That was going to happen regardless. The moment we signed Raya, we knew that Ramsdale was going to become second fiddle. Phil Macker, should we congratulate Brentford for working so damn hard defensively? Danny? Do you want to congratulate Brentford for working hard?
This little picture there.
Yeah, we
look
go.
At them. For people at home on the bus taking the dog for a walk, or maybe even having a sneaky poo on your own.
Take this off.
Listen to the radio in the dark. What a way to live. This picture here, we have 3, 6, 7 Brentford players in the box, 3 of ours. And Havertz just on the edge of the box. You've got Saka doing his stuff down the right hand side of two. No, it isn't. I don't know who that is with the ball next to Saka. Who would that be on the right hand side of Saka? Maybe it's Odegaard drifted. Yeah, probably Odegaard.
Yeah, it's Odegaard.
Yeah. And so he's got two players on him and he's trying to set Saka up. And then you've only got three of our players waiting there and two of them are standing together, which would be Kivior and Gabriel. So they're just packing the box every single time. And it worked. Every time we tried to do an attack, if we tried walking around them, try running through them, try passing over them, and we saw the only way to do it was the first goal, a cheeky lob for the header, and this one, another cheeky lob for another header. So both goals from headers. Seems the only way you were going to beat Brentford today was lobbing the ball over them one way or another and headering it in, and it worked, but it's just keep on doing it and eventually things will go our way. And they did go our way and it was wonderful to see. It now says there's 732 people watching this on Twitter. There's not.
Hambo Gumball, hence the relief of the Havertz winner. It should have been a 1-0 game. The Brentford boss can go swivel. Couldn't agree more.
Hambo, as you were at the game, what was the atmosphere like in the beginning of the second half? Because it's like everyone had just woke up and found their electricity bills had gone up 40%. You could hear everyone within a mile of you going, nearly getting the pitchforks ready. Because believe you me, fellow Gooners, when this run of 8 straight wins comes to an end, there will be people that will go, Arteta out, it's an outrage, it's disgusting, it needs to go, Edu needs to go, the players need to be sold. We've just won 8 in a row. I don't care about that. Oh, they've all got to go. And that's going to happen. And it could have happened today. And it will happen in the future. And people will go mental. And this run of 8 wins in a row, or 9 or 10 or 11, hopefully it'll be 10 or 11, it won't exist. It'll be, I don't care what happened in the past. Yep. We lost that game. The run is over. I want heads on sticks. Arseholes.
Unfortunately, every single fan base in football has a group of morons. So that's unfortunate for us to have to deal with those when that inevitability will end up having to come our way. So Boitendio, Ramsdale playing means with our centre backs, don't have to have the out pass backwards. Ramsdale could learn to play out of the box, but we'll have to unlearn things. Yeah, we're never going to get there with him. Boitendio, he's going, and he's most likely going to be gone in the summer, isn't he? I think we can all agree with that. Rudy, Tony hasn't an impact on the game. Yes, agreed. However, he causes so much bamboozling with our centre-back partnership that it causes, to be fair, it's probably going to be half of the fact that Ramsdale was in goal and not Raya, and the fact that Tony and Wissa are actually fairly decent strike partnership in the Premier League. I think that the combination of the two gave Saliba and Gabriel something to think about.
He was putting himself about, wasn't he? We saw near the end of the second half.
He chucks himself a lot. He chucks himself around a lot. He's Well, they've got players like that, haven't they? They've got Neil Mope, who came on late on as well. He's literally the king of shithousery. Sky
Shitehawk.
What I call him, Mope coming on. Fuck, he reminds me of a petulant child. A child that's never been told no in his life and has never been smacked on the bottom, lives their life thinking they can get away with everything and anything. That's
modern
how
day Vinnie Jones, very little footballing skills. His only ability is to try and wind people up.
That's literally why people sign him, right? Why he's why he moved from Brighton to Brentford, just because of his shit.
On loan at Everton again.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot about that little stint as well. Oh, I can't stand the kid. I don't find it very funny. I think it's poor show. But anyway, Hambo Gumball, hence the relief of the Havertz winner. It should have been a one. Oh, we've already said that. Don't worry. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
Yeah, you've said that twice, Hambo. You've making me think I'm absolutely gone nuts, but you've said that twice.
See, reading these comments isn't as easy as you think it is. It was 12 minutes into today's show before I actually finished doing all my editing and twist and tweeting and sorting stuff out, which is why Deke offered to do the hosting again, because it makes my life easier and you don't have to wait 12 minutes before you get any sense out of the host.
That's it. That's why we're trying to do some synergy stuff here, like Gabriel and Saliba. We're trying to be defensively solid.
Can I be the Saliba? He's better looking.
Fine. I'll be Gabriel. I'll have the most perfect teeth in the world. That's no problem there.
Phil, and hair. Phil,
very true. And the guy, he scores goals all the time. Love him. Absolutely love him. He should have scored today, but it was off the line. Phil Macker, haha. Fair enough on the numbers situation. Lone Star Londoner, good evening. Expected 6, but we won. Go top. Mustn't grumble. Perfectly said. Stefan, but you're allowed to pull people back in the box.
Yeah, new rule. Especially if it's against us. Do what you want.
Yeah, that's it. Boitendio was expecting 3-1. And if we did, then I would cave and say we're winning the league this season. Didn't happen though. Okay, well, that's probably why then.
We are top of the league.
We are top of the league, guys. You've got to remember that. And as well as we've got the most superior goal difference in the Prem also, guys. We've got to bear that in mind. Man United have got a goal difference of 0. 0. Beautiful stuff. Rudy, Gabriel Martinelli walked through the mixed zone in crutches following the Brentford match. Fingers crossed it's just a superficial injury like we think it is. Fingers crossed. However, saying that though, you know, we've got the Porto game on Tuesday, Danny? Tuesday? Yep. Okay, so we've got the Porto game on Tuesday. And guys, we don't have football now until the 31st at the end, the last until day Christmas. Of the month. Yeah, it feels like that. And that's against City. So once again, whether it will be in our favour that we've got such a large break or against us, We'll never know. We won't know.
When is the Chelsea game being postponed? Are they in the FA Cup?
The FA Cup. Yeah, they're in the FA Cup. There's a lot of... There's only like eight teams playing on the weekend, next weekend. There's only eight teams playing.
And then you look at the 3rd of April, we're playing at home to Luton. And on the 6th of April, we're away at Brighton. So then we've got two games in 4 days. Couldn't they just rearrange that and give everyone a little bit more time off?
Don't be too smart, Danny. Don't be too smart.
And having that kind of logic in Premier League football.
That's it. That's it. Paul Nell, not good Rudy. Well, let's just have some positive mental attitude thinking, yeah? PMA. Stefan, if it's a cut in the area where he moves and walking, it will make sense. Of course, it's going to hold it in place. You know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. Cal Rodell, good evening. 60 million down the drain. I love hearing that song. Absolutely love hearing that song. That's brilliant. They even played the Shakira song at the end of the game. Did you hear that? They played the song that inspired the 60 million down the drain song, the Shakira song, Waka Waka.
Music.
Oh, it's all right. So the 60 million down the drain, the Kai Havertz song comes from the Shakira Waka Waka song, which was the, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the song from the 2010 World Cup in South Africa.
Ooh,
I'm probably wrong, but please correct me. I'm sure you will. I shouldn't have to ask you, Will, to do it. You just will. But it was funny. Kai Havertz was just laughing and giggling as the whole entire stadium was just singing his praises.
Well, he plays WWF music, doesn't he? Entrance music.
Yes.
Didn't he play the Triple H's one, the game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that brings back memories. I can't remember who.
Yeah.
But it brings back memories, that does. Cobra Kai. I like that Lone Star Londoner. Cobra Kai. Solid TV series. Well, I love Karate Kid. Boy 10 Dio. Patino has to come into the team next season. He's made for it. And Stefan, Patino can't get in the Swansea team every week. Well, I don't have to say too much, Danny. Yeah, Swansea are a shocking footballing outfit. Shocking.
I mean, Ramsey went back to Cardiff, didn't he? And he's played about six games this season. Hope they're not paying any money. I mean, Swansea at the moment, they're 15th in the table. Won 11, lost 15.
That's it.
So there you go.
Rudy, Arteta on Ramsdale, he did exactly what he was, what he is, which is a person with a huge personality and courage. Errors are part of football. Well, of course, Arteta's going to say it. It's how you react to it. And he did so in an amazing way. I'm not surprised. We really wanted to win for him. Well, Arteta's very good at deflecting. He's very good at deflecting. He's not going to say, Ramsdale's a blithering idiot for making that error in the first half, making my half-time talk a pile of wankery. He's not going to say that.
It's like a politician trying to get a straight answer out of him. There again, why would he give anything away? Because it'd only be used against him. That's modern media.
That's it. Boy, 10 Dio doesn't matter. Swansea changed managers. He's done more in the Championship than anyone else. We've sent on loan to the Championship twice now. Rudy, Arteta on Havertz. Somebody told me after the first two or three months that the whole stadium would be singing his song. I just absolutely love it. Big fan of this. Big, big fan of it. It's fantastic. And it's funny as well because it was a rocky start to the Arsenal career for Kai Havertz. He had a lot of haters that were on his back. And I'm so glad that we're all kind of seeing what we, like me and Danny and a few others who have always seen. We were saying before the podcast started, Danny, that we don't try and think about that we signed him from Chelsea, but that we signed him from just Bayer Leverkusen. We've kind of bypassed the Chelsea
thing. He was on the bus journey from Leverkusen
he got lost.
To Arsenal. He got off the bus at the wrong stop and spent 8 months, a year at Chelsea and wandering around, eating out of bins. And then we saved him. The
RSPCA just wandering around Fulham Broadway.
They used a string of schnitzel to usher him into the back of the dog van and then dropped him off at the Emirates. And then everything was good again.
That's it. That's it.
Saved him. Should get a medal for that, Arteta.
I completely agree. Completely agree. Tiger and Guna, good evening. I hope we beat Porto. We will. We will, Danny.
We will smash them.
Good.
It might only be 1-0 or 2-0 or something like that, but we will beat them and we will go through.
Obviously, Porto are 1-0 to the aggregate at the moment, but it is a home goal for them. So it doesn't really, the home and away system doesn't really come into play unless Porto score a goal. So as long as we win maybe something like 2-0, then it'll be fine.
If there's no home and away goals anymore.
Oh, have they got rid of that?
Yeah, got rid of it. Oh. So if we beat them 2-1,
okay.
Or if it ends up 2-1, normally they'd go through on the away goals rule. It doesn't matter anymore. Then it would just go to penalty.
When did they get rid of that?
This season.
Okay, cool. That's fine. As long as it's something recent, that's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah, at 1984, they changed it.
Brilliant. Rudy, with that passion, I would have found it hard to believe in regards to what he was saying with Kai Havertz, his song being sung around the stadium. Boy, Tendio, don't even rate Havertz up front. He'll be much better in midfield next season when we sign real strikers. It's an interesting statement, Danny. What do you think of that?
Well, do we really need it? We saw that when Pep reinvented football, he ended up doing a load of stuff without a striker.
Strikerless.
And we seem to be doing similar kind of stuff, not numbers-wise, because they had Aguero was out injured for the best part of a season. They went, no strikers, but they're going to have got the Champions League final, no strikers, and lost it. So it's not going to work. But we've got strikers at the club, but will he? I suppose it would be good. It depends if you get a passive striker, someone like Jesus, who is a passive striker who does all kinds of stuff, or whether you get an Ian Wright, who is never, or Alan Shearer, who's not leaving the penalty area, their only job is to score goals, then he would get in their way because you never really saw Ian Wright out on the wing or playing, dropping down into deep midfield to get the ball. He never knowingly left the penalty area. If he did, he had to take travel sickness pills. True facts.
I love it. Arsenal Fan Circle Channel. Good evening. Top win there. Eight more wins. You want eight more wins? Love it. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with having eight more wins.
Well, 10 more games to go in the league. If they draw tomorrow, we win the league on goal difference, hopefully. That's not bad.
What's the result that we all want, guys, in regards to the Liverpool and Manchester City game that's going to be happening tomorrow? What sort of result is perfect for Arsenal?
A Liverpool win, isn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want a Liverpool win?
It wobble them for when we're playing City next week, in 6 months' time, whenever we're next playing.
6 months. It's going to feel like 6 months, guys. It's really going to feel like 6 months. Boy Tendio, have us a similar first touch to RVP. I've seen that going around on socials. I agree with that. And in all the numbers, Ramsdale made at least one good save second half, but he didn't. But if he hadn't been overconfident first half, we would have been two more ahead. Conceding bad affected the whole team. I think Ramsdale being in goal affected the team from the first moment the ball was kicked. And that's where if you're listening and not watching, that's Ramsdale listening to the Brentford fans lose their shit as Havertz scores the last minute, the goal that wins the match in the
have we done
moment.
Second half yet?
No. We're still doing comments because there's thousands.
You lot need to shut up. We've got stuff. I've got talking. Football manager.
Stop talking, guys. Christ almighty. We've not even got second half. We're gonna have to condense it, Danny. The second half. Yeah. We'll condense it. It's fine.
I suppose it's better than having no one watching.
Well, that's it. You can't complain about all these beautiful human beings watching our podcast with our ugly mugs. Talking about the Arsenal. And so thank you to all of you. We really do appreciate it, even though please stop talking. All right. Boy Tendio, I'm going to troll the shit out of Chelsea fan channels this weekend. Beautiful stuff. Wait, when are Chelsea playing? Tomorrow? Are they playing tomorrow? I don't even
know. I did have the Premier League things up.
No worries. I'll continue with the million comments. Arsenal Fan Circle channel. Havertz been proved to be a better summer signing than Mount, Madison and or Slobby.
Chelsea, Newcastle, Monday, 8 p.m.
Slobby. What's Slobby? Who's Slobby?
Slobodanovic or Slobbezai. It's one of the two.
Sosbalai. Yeah, Sosbalai. Sosbalai. Okay, cool. That's a good name for him. Nobody rated Havertz. I know the comparisons of Mounts and Havertz were ramping up at the start of the season. Is Mount even playing football at the moment?
No idea.
I don't think I've seen him in the team. And in all the numbers, not Saliba's fault, 100% Ramsdale to blame. I completely agree. Boy Tendio, Ramsdale can't play with his feet, doesn't have the composure for it. That's why we love Raya. Arsenal Fan Circle channel, Can we close the Ramsdale-Rea debate? We've closed it. We closed it months ago, Danny. The only reason we're talking about it is because he's playing his last game for the Arsenal. It's the only reason we're bringing it up, because of the error that Arteta and Edu have generated out of nowhere by not fully signing Rea in the January transfer that we believed was going to happen. Even Fabrizio Romano was like, that's what's going to be happening on the 1st of January. They're going to be putting in the money to sign Rea on a permanent deal. And if they would have done that, we would have been able to play him today and we would have not seen the calamity ensue. Rudy, Kai Havertz on his best position. I don't know how many times I've answered this. I think it's the same answer as always. I'm happy to be on the pitch. I think I'm not a player who can only play in one position. I like to be anywhere all around the pitch.
It's a football strumpet, basically. He wants to be everywhere with everyone.
Oh, I like that. He wants to be everywhere with everyone. That's gonna be Danny's new quote about Havertz now. He just wants to be everywhere with everyone. Phil, you can big up Rea all you like, Deeks, but have you forgotten his shit show at Luton? Yeah, some. Do you know what?
Team was shit against Luton. Chances.
Phil, that's very true. Phil, I've heard that even the best football players on the planet have bad days. I've heard. I don't know if I've seen it, and I haven't got a degree in it, but I've heard. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. Rudy, the last couple of games I've played as a false nine. This is in regards to the Havertz comments. Still, couple of games I've played as a false nine. I love it in this team. Oh, I like it that he says that. I love to play as a number eight, as a 10, wherever you want me to go. That's the sort of player you want in your team, isn't it, Danny? Someone who's just happy to play football for the club and have that passion and just say he just wants to play football. But he's also got the ability to play the eight or the 10 or the nine without really any problems, Danny. It's what you want.
And he can play either wing as well. It's like I said in a couple of podcasts ago, before the game, Arteta gets the Havertz dice and rolls it and decide what position he's going to play in. And so far, it hasn't landed on centre-back or goalie, but I reckon he could do a job at centre-back, the size of him.
Well, he did a left-back job for Germany and scored a goal. So, just saying. Who knows? We'll see that coming out very soon, and we'll see him getting a man of the match card for on FIFA or something like that. Masked Gunner, good evening. All righty, that was emotional. It was stressful. Completely agree with you. Ray Anderson, didn't we remember that Ramsdale made the mistake against Brentford? I'm also most sure it is earlier in this season. Can someone clarify that? Because I'll be interested to know. But Rice cleared it off the line. That does ring back a lot of bells. Arsenal Fan Circle channel. Rea needed a few games to adapt to defenders. Well said. Every player needs to be able to adapt to the team. Brentford, who Rea used to play for, don't necessarily play the overwhelmingly high possession-based game that Arsenal play. What did the possession stats finish on, by the way, Danny? If you could find out.
I have, because
I know that we finished on the Sheffield United game with 80+. So I'd be interested to see.
Was only 72%.
Only 72? Well, you can see the dip in form then, can't you, with the only 72.
The end is night. And total passes, last game we had just over 900. This one, 565. And 464 were accurate. So he only had 82% accuracy. We did have 17 shots, and of them 17 shots, 6 were on target, 6 off target, and 5 were blocked. So there you go. And the man of the match, Rice, with an 8.1. Yeah. And some other ones, Jorginho, a 6.3. That's harsh. Havertz, 7.3. Saka, 6.9. Odegaard, 6.7. Were you even watching the game?
Right.
Saliba, 6.6.
What is all this mumble jumble that you're reading? Where is this?
Who scored.com?
Muppets. Whoever wrote that is a Muppet. Being Uncle Tagger, welcome. Thanks for jumping in on Twitter. The Trossard penalty was a penalty. Hello. Very nice. Yeah, Trossard penalty was a penalty. We'll talk about the penalties.
That
was 62 minutes. We'll get there. We'll get to the second half in about 20 minutes. Mask Gunner, Brentford.
Be quicker just to go and watch the game.
Yes, I agree. Brentford serves right for the shithousery. Paul Nell, no screw Ivan Tony in Brentford. I completely agree. My hurts. Hello. Good evening. Boy Tendio. What did you say, Danny?
There you go. Mexican flag.
There we go. We're feeling the vibes.
We have to go between Guatemala and Mexico for them.
Just flash it constantly.
It depends on which mood he's in. He's a tricky character, old Mr. Hertz.
I love it. Boateng, Dio, all 11 Brentford players are on frame, Nuff said. Mike Hertz, we won. Oh, did we?
Again.
Christ, what a game. Dan Fry, can't stand anti-football games. That's what we were discussing at the start. Welcome, Dan Fry. Good evening.
Hello,
we were saying that at the start of the podcast, that Brentford kind of instilled that anti-football ideology quite early on in the second half. It was quite frustrating. Arsenal Fan Circle Channel. Danny knows many Arsenal sneaky-poos happen 36 minutes after the whistle, final whistle goes. Sneaky-poo. Dan Fry.
If you're having a sneaky-poo after the game,
right,
listening to us.
Oh, okay. There's like, smart. Dan Fry, such a great win. Agreed. Colin Addy, good evening. Good evening to you. Teams are starting to take the Porto approach. But weren't successful, though, were they? So whatever they want to do, crack on. Stefan, the only reason that we've not seen this approach is because all of the early goals recently. That's very true. Mike Hertz, I'll just say Arteta out right now so that I can claim that I've always been right. Fair enough, cover all bases.
Yeah.
Arsenal Fan Circle Channel, this edgy win was exactly what was needed for the fun. Do you know what, Danny? I was going to say that as well. The fact that we needed a scrappy win. Do you think it's going to be a beneficial thing for us? Yeah, I think it is.
Aren't looking good for us, and we managed to come up trumps and win the game, even when at times it looked like we were going to struggle to win the game. It's I'm happy with that. It does. It shows a little bit of mettle.
What's the quote that he used? Effing, I can't remember. What's the quote that Arteta comes up with? Effing. The metal or something. I can't remember what he says. He says something along those lines. I can't remember what it is. Hold on. I will.
Does he roll his R's while he's saying it like Mr. Hertz does?
No, he just does it in the steely fucker.
Is that what he says?
No, he doesn't. But people make jokes about Arteta, steely fucker and stuff. Though, did he say it? I don't know.
He doesn't seem like a man who would know any swear words.
That's very true. Where are we? The only reason we've seen this approach is because of all the early goals. Oh, yeah, we said that. The edgy win, that's it. That was it. I agree. Yeah, I think it's a really good thing for us to have a really hard-fought win to kind of get us out of la-la land that we've been living in the last seven games, haven't we, Danny? We've been kind of living on the clouds going, oh, every game's really easy. This is all really fun. Sometimes we need to kind of... That's very true. We need to be brought back down to earth, and I think that's what this game was.
And our own fans will probably do that. Scumbags.
Boy 10 Dio. Mope is a nice lad. Allegedly, he sits at the pier reading books when not footballing.
Oh, I was telling Frank that Ben White has no interest in football at all. Couldn't give a fuck. And you like that? He said it, hasn't he? He doesn't watch football. Ben White hates watching football.
He's got no interest in watching football. His whole family don't watch football. He doesn't come from a footballing family. He just likes to play football, which is unusual. But I'm not going to question him. The guy got a couple of assists again this evening. JC Johnson, my man, he's a good friend of mine. How about Arteta celebrating after the game? It means so much to these guys. I always love Arteta's open hand clapping that he does. Does anybody else notice that when he does the clapping with his open hand?
Everyone knows he's doing it.
He doesn't do the cupping. He does this. He's the only person I've seen that does that.
People usually do that in church when they want to make too much noise, but they want to show their appreciation.
Right, okay. Phil Macker. Danny reads the same quotes quite often. Well, it's time to bring in Deke's FM youth team. I'll take the youth team compliment. I will take it and I'm going to run away. Boy 10 Dio, these breaks are too long, kills our momentum. We've had that. I guess you can talk about that, Danny, on a regular podcast about the break and whether it's going to be a momentum killer or a benefit to us. Trav, the only other three teams that have won the first eight games of a new calendar year in the league went on to win the league. United in 08-09, Liverpool in 19-20, and City in 2021. I think the fact that Liverpool won it recently and City won it recently has a lot more to talk about than the United one because of the style of football and how everything's played now is it's like 20 years ago that football is just is alien to us now, isn't it, Danny? Football is it evolves and adapts so fast now. You know, we've talked about it as well, how we'll say the Invincibles and how we compare them with the team of this time. And we're like, which partnership would you have preferred with the centre-back partnership, Saliba or Gabriel or in the Invincibles? You know what I mean? There's a lot of questions. Football is played so differently. If you go back and watch a football game from like the 70s or 80s, it's like, what am I watching? Yeah, what am I watching? Apart from the pitches and how horrific they are and the ball bobbles every half a millisecond.
I was watching the 1971 FA Cup semi-final. I think it was Liverpool-Arsenal because Arsenal went on to win it in, yeah. I can't remember who they played. And then the semi-final was at Villa Park or something. And the pass hits the opposition player. They get it, pass, misses, goes to the opposition. They lob it in, he misses everybody. You just think, these are players that we historically go, well, they're world-class players. No, they're not. It was like watching Conference South football. It was horrendous.
See, I was being really polite. I was being really polite, Danny. I'm glad you just went in there and did
that. Yeah. It's terrible.
I can't stand watching old football. I think it's tough to watch. It's really, really tough to watch. What we got here? Boy Tendio. No. We specifically signed Havertz from Chelsea. No, we didn't. We signed him from Bayer Leverkusen. He got distracted and took a wrong turning at a roundabout. I want those Chelsea fans to know that we've had a suspect coaching team for longer than the last 2 years.
Yeah, they've got the right hump.
Have they? What, Chelsea?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chelsea, I said on the pod that my favourite tweet of last week was, Pepsi Max break, that there was a Chelsea and a Man United fan were saying, this isn't fair, we're in the banter era and Arsenal should have been here with us, but they've left us behind. And then again, another Chelsea fan going, why do we let Havertz go? What's going on? Look at the rubbish we've got. Look at him at Arsenal. He's world class. He's scoring goals. He's setting up goals. He's magnificent.
They were praising the fact that they got rid of him. They were saying that they've robbed us of 60 million.
You're never going to get a Chelsea fan who knows much about anything. So there's no rules. So I'm going to go and have a look through my likes and see if I can find that Chelsea fan.
All right, no worries. I've got enough comments to last me a lifetime, Danny.
So. We told them to stop with the comments.
I've tried to tell them, but they won't stop. They won't stop writing things. Guys, listen, stop writing comments.
Haven't they got somewhere to be?
Because I've still got like two, three pages. Look, right? This is the second half. All right? I've still got three pages of stuff that I'm going to have to try and condense because of you Muppets who keep writing stuff. Stop writing stuff.
I found it. So if you take that off the screen, I'm only going to have it on small screen, share screen. Also, share the audio is on. Go to my Twitter here, and then I will play him. Play. He's not moving.
Fucking hell, what a finish, bruv.
Bruv.
What a finish, man. Fucking hell, what we got? What we got up front? This guy was playing false nine. Now he's playing his right position. Lego's playing in his right position. This guy's clinical, man. Silky, man. What the fuck, man? We let him. We sold him their Bergkamp replacement. And people are mudding this guy.
He mentioned Bergkamp as well.
Yeah? All your agenda merchants, you deserve everything you get. And what we fucking got up front? What we got up front?
Jackson. He's brilliant.
Fucking people trying to do stepovers like grasshoppers, man. Flat-footed fucking merchants.
So I put in the background, I put, nice trees, they're about as real as your plastic club and plastic fans if they haven't gone off to support City. I've got six likes on that.
Nice! I mean,
that's a good day for me.
Guys, everybody go to Danny's Twitter and go and like that comment, at the GFP. Go and find that tweet and go and like that comment because I'm going to do the same.
It's a great time to see Chelsea heading back to where they belong, especially after the fact they've spent, what is it, £100 billion,
guys.
They're worse than when they started.
They're really starting to realize that because they're not going to get any Champions League football this season, it's going to be a fire sale for them in the summer. Yeah. They're going to have to sell players. They're going to have to sell players for FFP.
8-year contracts.
And they're on 8-year contracts. No one's going to leave. Players are not going to leave and they're just going to end up getting point deductions and stuff. It's going to be beautiful to watch them melt.
We don't want any of them.
No, none of them. Saying that though, Danny, there's been a lot of talk of Mudryk and how man. Arsenal was still interested about trying to bring life to that man.
Moody little toilet merchant. I'm not having him. I don't even know what a toilet merchant is, but he spends most of the time in the toilet. There's lots crying. Of talks.
There's a lot of talk actually recently about how he cried on the phone to the Arsenal and wanted to try and figure out
like
where.
A teenage girl running off the toilets to have a little cry. I don't want to be here. Shut up. Take the money, and then don't know what else goes with that. I run out of words.
No worries, no worries. We've got enough comments to last a lifetime. Rudy, this is an important... Yeah, they won't stop. Even numbers, he went, I won't stop, and did it in three separate comments. Rudy, this win is important for us. If we would have dropped points today, feeling failure would have come back. Yes, I think it's really important. As I said to you, we've already said before, winning a scrappy game to kind of bring us out of la-la land, I think was what we was needed. And Danny, I think it's actually... a perfect timing as well before the City game. What do you think? Because I wouldn't have wanted City to be the one to wake us up from our la-la land dream fever. I would have wanted it to happen before. So it was nice that we got the scrappy game now. So we go into a game with robust, more confidence to go into the City game.
We'll have blood on our knuckles and broken teeth because we've already had it rough and come through the other end.
This is it. We've got to get the positives.
We'll be going full Sparta on them.
I love it. Yes. Spartans. Let's go.
Did you hear the bloke who directed that film on the on Rogan this week? What a lovely man.
No, I love 300. It's one of my favourite films. Yeah.
And what was his name?
I do all of my FM tactics after Spartan stuff. So the Leonidas, Themistocles and
Zack
all of this.
Snyder.
Oh, yeah, Zack Snyder.
And he said the only part of the film that was not green screen was when all the horses were running away or running to them. They said everything else done indoors in green screen.
That's impressive.
Ruined it for me there.
Yeah, and well, I would have wished to have not known that, but thanks, Danny.
Yeah. Wonderful film. And the follow-up was even decent.
Yeah, I like the follow-up. It's got Themistocles, follows the Athens, the Athenians. And
makes
stuff
me
like
want
that.
To watch
really
it
good.
Now.
Yeah. I love those two films. Mask Gunner, no away goals. Agreed. Phil Macker, keep up, Deeks. Away goals were all scrapped. Oh, okay. We've caught up to that point, have we?
That was an hour ago.
Cheers, Phil. Mask Gunner, wakey. Brilliant. They're still taking the mick out of me with the rules scrapped. Ray Anderson, I have said that when Kai was signed, Arteta wants him from the Leverkusen form where he scored today. He matched his stats of scoring 4 in 4 from his Leverkusen days. That's why we said, Danny, that we signed him from Leverkusen and he got on the wrong bus and was in South London for a couple of years.
It's easily done. It's like Paddington.
It is easily done. It is. Fulham Broadway is a fairly decent little high street. So JC Johnson, Saka was getting doubled up on the right the whole game. Unfortunately, he couldn't have as much of an impact. They do that to him all the time.
Picture. We have a picture of that. Where was it? Brentford defending. We see it on the right-hand side there. Two players ready to run after Saka, after both of them running after and trying to block. Both of them got their arms out, the legs spread out, like a couple of Essex girls in a Cortina, and didn't make any difference. Still managed to get it to Saka. Saka crossed it, and then Havertz went, thank you very much, and then did a bit of this. Wallop.
Saka didn't get the assist, Danny.
I've given
Saka
away
didn't
what
get the assist. Saka didn't even get it. It was Ben White. It was another situation.
Was it?
And Ben White, yes.
So that
White
is. Got... I did go from picture number 8 to picture number 11 there. So
well,
I got
this
carried
is you
away.
Jump, see, this is you getting really excited about it. Just
oh, there we go. That's been the right picture.
Danny, we haven't even got to the second half. We're still in the comments because these guys won't shut up.
We're still on the halftime oranges.
You're still on half-time oranges. Boy, 10 Dio. Away goals has not... No, I'm not talking about this anymore. But go away. Leave me alone.
We're just clarifying in case you forget.
Trav, goal of the season to be a draw. Ray Anderson, draw for me. Okay. For the... We've caught up to the Man City-Liverpool result. What we want that to be?
Yeah, lots of fucking injuries.
Lots of fucking I agree.
You're allowed to swear as much as you want in the comments and lots of numbers has found a creative way to get around it. I mean, you can use any swear words you want, apart from the racial ones and apart from the rainbow ones, because those people will get very angry and they'll come and hunt me down and paint my windows rainbow colours. And as I'm a lover of unicorns, I might not complain.
There we go. Arsenal Fan Circle Club and anything other than a City win. Interesting. A draw. Okay, so everybody wants to. I want a draw as well. I want a draw as well. Both teams dropping points. That'd be nice. Tiger and Gunnar will win the league at Old Trafford again.
Oh, again. Twice at Old Trafford, twice at the Shite Hart Lane. Yeah, I suppose if you look at, we've got the table up here, if they draw, then Liverpool will be on 64 points like us, but their goal difference will be seven
exactly.
less.
Exactly.
And Man,
I want to draw.
Man City is 11 less.
I want to draw.
Well, I don't know. As long as no one wins, I don't
as
care.
Long as Rodri gets like a... not a bad injury, just like an injury that will last.
He's never
going to
get sent off, is he?
No.
Sturdy little shit.
Get away with everything. Peter Little, good evening. In Germany, Havertz was considered to be one of the best prospects, but the Chelsea move absolutely knocked him sideways. Mikel Arteta, obviously, has some good scouts around him. That's what I'm talking about. I loved Rudimuta Havertz, the space finder. Danny, the space finder, welcome from Twitter. We need Liverpool to win. They will drop points. Man City are less likely to. So that's not a bad point, but I still want to draw. Draw. Worst result is Liverpool win because the City game will becomes a kind of a knockout game. Ray Anderson, in the first part of the first half, Ramsdale made some long kick out to no one. We did that a few times. He's trying to use this opportunity to show what he can do, but I think he tried a little too hard, and that's where the error came from at the end of the first half. Peter Little, Timo Werner is the same. I know, but the same club knocked him out as well. I liked Timo Werner before he made the move to Chelsea, and Chelsea have misused him. Mars Gunner, Monday. Oh, this is the Chelsea game, Monday Newcastle. Thank you, and all the numbers. Tiger and Gunnar, that's Ramsdale's last game for Arsenal. Agreed.
Ray Anderson. Lack of honour.
Oh, yeah, guys, does anybody know if Ramsdale did any sort of moments after the game that sort of hinted towards him being his last appearance for the Arsenal? So if you did see anything, let us know. Ray Anderson, but doesn't the signing of Raya in January still affect FFP? That's probably the reason why we didn't do it, but it nearly bit us in the arse tonight. That's all I'm going to say. Phil Macker, never seen Messi play a bad game. Yeah, but Messi's like a one-in-a-lifetime generational kind of player, isn't he? He's a special player, Lionel Messi. And all the numbers. Ignore FFP. Everton did, and they got points deduction reduced on appeal. We all know nothing will happen against City. I agree. Tom Andrew, good evening. Liverpool will definitely win. Oh, Liverpool win definitely. Okay, fair enough. Rudy, Mikel Arteta on the Porto game. This stadium's going to have energy you have never seen before in your life. Bring your noise, bring your passion. So he's calling out the fans to really bring it to Porto on Tuesday. So that should be good. Phil Macker, I heard that we're signing Raya on loan for the season while the transfer being paid in the summer as the new FFP year. But what do I know? That's probably most likely what's going to be happening. Man of the match, White, Rudy. Did White get man of the match? I thought it was confirmed for Rice. No?
Man of the match went Farwell. Who scored gave it to
Oh, White. Okay. So 7.1. The official one was probably White then. Maybe.
And they gave White a 7.7.
Fair
but
enough.
It depends on who you talk to. I mean, if it's the BBC, it'd be different. An Opta. There's no specific. I mean, even the bloke on the telly doesn't. Alan Smith, I don't know who he gave it to.
No idea. I wasn't listening either. That's probably what it was. Mike Hertz, I feel special and recognized. That's him talking about the Guatemalan and Mexican flags from about an hour ago. Okay. Archangel from Donkey Kai to Don Kai. Oh, I like that. Masked Gunner, that felt like the Southampton game from last season, but ended up being like the Villa away game. Mike Hertz, has Kai Havertz equaled Xhaka's best goal output? Yes, he's surpassed it. I believe. Archangel, fun fact, Steely Dan were named after the first electric guys. Can we please, right, I've got a million comments, can we keep them relevant? All right, can we keep,
at least they could do,
can we keep them at least relevant? I'm liking the flashes up of Ramsdale. I'm liking that. That's nice.
I've got time now that you're doing this. I can just go white, and scroll
white's,
through and
white's
pictures.
A doer. I like that. The only way to do something is to do it. That's what they say. Richard Morris, good evening, evening people. Great win. Reminder why, Ray? No. What does that mean?
Reminder why, Ray?
Nope.
No idea.
Context, please.
Here we go. IF.
Evening people, reminder why Ramsdale was replaced. There we go. Lucan Hambury, which is the... Danish?
Are they Danish, Norwegian, or Swedish? I'm going to go.
Scandi. It's a Scandi club. Norwegian. I love this club.
Norwegian, I'm going for.
Norwegian? Okay, I was going to go Danish. But we'll see. We'll find out. Philip McHenry, good evening.
Oh, he's on Facebook.
Phil's just running around on all the platforms. Richard Morris. Oh, that's, we've already answered that. Phil Macker, I tried to say hello from MySpace, but you ain't live there. Brilliant. Shane 13, good evening. I'm a greedy bastard now. We need a win. We need to win a trophy this season, and it's up for grabs now. Danny, what was the last trophy we won?
FA Cup, no, Charity Shield, beginning of the season.
There you go. I thought that was correct because I remember seeing images of Urien Timber walking down with the Charity Shield in his arms.
And the MLS Cup. I mean, Spurs would claim they have a bus parade if they won the MLS Cup or whatever it is we won over there.
That's very true. That's very true. Archangel, the balls weighed a ton when wet.
used to.
Benny White and football is like sex with the missus. She tries her best, but she doesn't enjoy.
Just think how good Ben White would be if he actually gave a fuck about football.
But if he actually watched football and really liked, yeah, I agree. Archangel, picture. Don't. Oh, that's a. You got to send me that one. Why is Kivior? Oh, Kivior, come on.
What's he doing?
He's doing like a weird face behind him. It would have been epic. It would have been epic without Kivior.
Looking.
Face. It looks like it, doesn't it?
That's just looking perturbed.
That's it. And our Erdegaard's having to sort of watch things on from a distance, you know, monitoring the situation. Archangel, don't forget Jorginho too. I thought Jorginho had a great game and all the numbers. I won't stop. This is Archangel. No, we're happy. This is about me moaning about all the comments. Mask Gunner, don't worry. It's early. So we can go for a few more hours, especially it's raining too. My missus said to me, because I said the podcast is going to start early, so that means it's not going to run on too late. Ugh. And we're already an hour and a half, and we've not even got to the second half, Danny, because people won't shut up. I feel like the more I mention it about them making comments, the more they're going to do it.
I've got Football Manager I want to play. I ain't got
Danny's got
day
Football
for this.
Manager, guys.
I'm about to play in the second round of the FA Vars.
Oh, Christ.
And according to Twitter, there is now 1,054 people watching on Twitter.
Sure. Peter Little, in the late 60s, the football was so bad, it made Johnny Sideways Samuels look good. Now we're back to the point where we're talking about 70s football.
Nelson would have, Elneny would have been the Division One Player of the Year for about 10 years in a row compared to that lot.
Mask Gunner, is this guy learning how to talk? I'm going to assume it's not me that you're talking about here and someone else or something else. So context, please. Archangel, a Burkamp replacement, good name for a podcast. Nice. Mask Gunner, the guy can't see the wood for through the trees, isn't it? Isn't that how it's supposed to go?
Wood for the trees.
Okay, fair enough.
Another nice picture.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is from Now Arsenal. People who follow me, man, I don't follow them back. Sorry about that. But you do have 300,000 followers. Me not following you isn't going to make a strut of difference.
No, it's not. It's not going to make any difference at all. But that's a good picture there with all the wins that we've done now. That's 8 wins on the bounce for the Arteta army. Bulgarian Guna, Waka Waka.
Drago.
Oh, nice. Yep, of course. Mask Gunner, I would cry if I had to sign for Chelsea. That's what he did. Chelsea in the Mudrick, get me the coat then. Yeah, so yeah, there's talks that Arteta is still interested in Mudrick in some capacity. So we'll see what happens. Archangel, Chelsea in the Mudrick. Oh, we've already done that one. Phil Macker, this beats any Arsenal Vision deep stats pod. Brilliant. Thanks, I appreciate it. Archangel, 8 a.m. Sunday morning in Melbourne. I'm glad that you've got the rest of the day for yourself then. How's the future looking? Phil Macker, I couldn't count to 300, so I watched 9.5 weeks instead.
I do sometimes worry about Phil Macker.
Freaking hell, man. Can we keep it? I know we were talking about the film. Can we, please? There's a huge lag in the chat. It's like the foreign movies with subtitles. Great. First half is getting another 20 minutes at a time there. Archangel, I want both teams to lose 22 red cards before you've got broken legs. Right, there's Ray laughing at Archangel's. I'm nearly at the end, guys. I'm nearly at the end. Archangel, no big hug from Arteta, though. So Arteta didn't give Ramsdale a big hug, which is what he did last time. So
it is. I've got something for you here.
Oh, yeah.
What does this remind you of? Alien versus Predator, and we know who's
Gabrielle's
the Predator.
Probably saying, "You're not coming here, mate. You're not coming here, mate." The thing is, Tony was also having a bit of a jip with White, but then White's pretty good at giving them.
What Gabrielle should have done is pointed the Arsenal badge like you do in WWF, gone, "No, no, you're not coming.
No, no, the big no nos. Big no nos." Archangel, a guy can dream on the Ray Anderson. Oh, the broken legs and stuff. Of course, we can dream. Of course, Bulgarian Gunnar, it's Swedish. Oh, so we were both wrong, Danny. You said Norwegian, I said Danish. We're both wrong.
I know most, a lot of those teams from Scandinavia.
Yeah, I'm familiar with a few. I'm familiar with a few, but that one fell through the net. Archangel, you mentioned Steely earlier, Deacon. Yes, I did. Steely fucker. I did mention that with regards to Arteta. Ray Anderson, we won a hard match, so we're happy. This is about them writing more comments. Steve will be rolling around in his grave. Get on with it. I'm trying to, Stefan. I'm trying to. Archangel's telling me the weather now. I'm not reading it. Bulgarian, don't let him get to the end, guys. Brilliant. I'm glad you're all working together on this. Peter Tomlin, massive win, taking into account parties rust. Who would you chaps pick versus midfield, in the midfield versus City, Danny? Jorginho, Rice, Ødegaard. I wouldn't change it. You?
Although Partey did come, how long did Partey come on for today?
He came on for 10 minutes and put a ball out wide.
Yeah, so
to no one.
It's going to have to be, like you said, Jorginho at the base, and Rice left, Rice. Ødegaard right, and Havertz doing whatever he wants to do, causing havoc.
Floating around, space invading. We'll call him the space invader. We've got Phil. Can't we get on with the second half notes, please? I'm trying to. Mars Gunner, quick added more comments to the chat. Let's keep it going. No, don't do that, please. No, he did give him a big hug. Oh, okay. And then the guy talking about Tree's comment was talking about the Chelsea guy clip. Oh, thank you. Danny, second half.
Did we do the second half?
You want to talk about the second half a little bit, maybe?
All right. After 52nd minute, we looked rattled. 56th minute, magic from Saka as he cuts in, does three of their players and still gets to the ball in the box, but there was nobody there to tap it in. That was a bit sad because that would have been a great goal. Another penalty, 65th minute, Havertz penalty, no bueno. And then 69th minute, the natives are getting restless. And then Jesus came on to save us. I thought that was a good move. Good attacking substitution, a good bit of tactical play. I like to see that.
Would you have made the substitution for who did Gabriel Jesus come on for? He came on for
I put it here for Jorginho.
Would you have made it for Trossard and played Gabriel Jesus out on the right hand left hand side?
I'm not sure where, because I was having internet problems. I'm not sure where Jesus went and played, or did he
played
do his usual floating around up top?
So he played up top. Trossard stayed out on the left, and Havertz dropped.
Right. Okay.
I would have preferred Jesus move out on the left.
I remember them saying Rice is now dropping into the defensive role.
Yes.
So I think that was fine. I mean, Trossard wasn't having a great game, but you are taking a risk by taking off and then only really having one player in midfield who's going to defend.
Yep.
Ødegaard will do a bit, but that's just how eager we were to score a goal. And it was a gamble and it worked. So I can't complain.
I agree. I've only got 62 minutes, a clear penalty for Trossard. The arm around Trossard and bringing him down. But we even get like another possible penalty on the 66th. We had a few moments where Robert Jones and Paul Tierney just cock and balls it up and made multiple errors.
The scabby twat.
Hey, I'm Paul Tierney. Look at my arms.
I'm in charge. You refer to me as sir.
Pretty much.
I hope that was the referee today. Someone said it was. I don't remember.
No, that's not Robert Jones.
They're not.
Oh, is that Paul Tierney?
Maybe that's Tierney.
Maybe that's Paul Tierney. I don't know. They all look the same. They all wear the same.
I take no notice of referees' names.
Well, that's the reason why you shouldn't bring them up, because otherwise they make the game all about themselves. Ramsdale, big save, 71 minutes, redeeming himself from the earlier moments. 74 minutes, Rice hits the woodwork. Great technique from him. Unlucky to have not have scored. And then 77 minutes, 83rd corner of the night, I wrote.
Yeah, and then we had a couple of substitutions on 79. Trossard and Kivior off, and Zinni and Nelson on.
Yep.
Very unimpressed with Nelson, as usual. I think the last season he came on a few times, did a few things. This season he's come on a few times and done nothing. Even when he started the game, he's not really done anything. And then 85th minute.
Here we are.
A little bit of magic. See if I can get these in the right order.
Get the images up, Danny.
There you go.
Get the images up. Right. So we've got out on the right-hand side here, Ben White's chipped the ball in. And I like the theatric sort of diving technique that Brentford player is doing. That's quite interesting.
He's doing a YMCA. I think he's on the letter X.
Yes, clearly. That's the X-rated version of the song, but we don't discuss it. That's Havertz very cleanly putting the ball into the back of the net. Keeper, it goes pretty much into the roof of the net, and the keeper tries to do something to it. But unfortunately, for Brentford fans anyway, Havertz puts it into the back of the net, and here he goes again, celebrating. The man, the myth, the legend, the man that we signed from Bayer Leverkusen, who took a slight detour in South London, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah, Uber took him to the wrong place, and it was 18 months later he realised he was in the wrong place, or two years was it? Was it 18 months?
Pretty sure it was 2 years, guys.
Oh, poor man. I mean, that's why his confidence was shot. Just get the stink off was going to take a while.
That's what I said at the start of the season, playing for the Arsenal, his confidence is shot because of all that time that he spent in South London. It was a horrific experience for him. Yes, exactly. And then we've got 92 minutes, tug on Gabriel, shirt again, nope. And then 95th minute, party on for Ødegaard.
There you go. So Ramsdale, when he was on that episode of The Simpsons, when Homer was talking about wearing his Arsenal kit, that was a scary 45 minutes. So it was indeed. That's an actual screen grab from the episode.
It's a good, solid episode, Danny. Solid episode, that one.
Was.
And that's pretty much it. The end of the game. Party came on and played a ball out wide to nobody, and it went off for a throw-on for Brentford. So good stuff for him. But there we go. That's the second half condensed into 5 minutes, guys, because you guys gave more comments than I could ever read in a lifetime.
So rude.
We need
Steve in the thing to do this.
Splendid business. Splendid business.
Indeed it was.
All right, we've got a few more comments. We'll read these. We'll answer some questions. Put the questions in chat now, guys, but please be kind.
Yeah.
Archangel Kai Havoc. I like that. That's quite good. This made me laugh. Can't describe a German as an invader, mate, because I called him a space invader. Thank you, Bulgarian Bakuna. That's brilliant stuff. It got me a giggle. Phil Macker, we're gonna go for an ABW Records comments. Yeah, I don't know what the record for is, but we're not going to be too far off it, are we? Masked Gunner, second half, here we go. Okay, we're there now. Okay, nice. Ray Anderson, Arteta probably told them to take more shots in the second half. Kick more balls at that thing at the end of the pitch, boys. Phil Macker, is the plan to make the pod last longer than the game? Extra time and half-time oranges. Yeah, we're an hour and a half, guys. So we're currently longer than natural football. Yeah. Archangel Jorginho had to come off because we need him for Porto. That makes a lot of sense. Ray Anderson, why that change happened is because we took off a defensive player to put on an attacking player, of course. But then is Jorginho really a defensive player? The guy had a man in the match the other week where he contributed no assists or goals or whatever and got a man of the match because of his attacking prowess, not his defensive capabilities. So that says a lot about what he does and how he does it. Bulgarian Guna, standard PGOML nonsense, agreed. Phil Macker, I refer to win as a Knut. Archangel, he's hated us ever since we sent his cousin Kieran out on loan. Who's that?
Oh, yeah, Kieran Tierney.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Tierney.
All right, yeah, of course. Well, he's going to get sold when he comes back. Hasn't he got an injury at the moment, guys?
He's been in and out of injury. They've had a really deep... When he plays, they have a decent run. I think he's played...
Yeah, sure, but he's not the left-back that we use. We've evolved now. We've evolved past the standard left-back, haven't we? Archangel, wasn't it Ødegaard who hit the bar? It was Rice that hit the bar. Phil Macker.
Oh, God, yeah. That was. I think I made a note of that. Where was that?
It was a beautiful moment. I said great technique about it. I think it was like 79th minute or something.
73rd minute, corner in, cleared out. Ødegaard squares it for Declan outside the box and has a hell of a shot and spanks the top corner of the post and comes back out again. Unlucky.
It was such a lovely shot. Such a lovely shot. There's the man of the moment, Ødegaard. And there's Ben White screaming his ass off.
What's going on here? Why are they celebrating? Have we done a goal?
Stop celebrating, you Muppets. Ramsdale's thanking
these
everyone.
These are very low res.
Yeah, they're not the greatest. But you get the aspect. You get the
potato.
You get the picture. Not in great detail, but you get the picture, guys. Phil Macca, refs all look the same. That's refistique. Well, unlucky.
Yeah. Not anymore. Oh. Not anymore. We have ladies. We have a gentleman of colours. It's lovely to see.
Bulgarian Guna. It was Rice. Ray Anderson, it was Odegaard's pass to Rice when we hit the bar. Yes. Our cheers.
So
no
far,
problem.
No referees or linesmen in electric chairs. So they are cheerist.
That is very true. Ableist.
I wouldn't even be able to get up on the pitch. They probably water it just so I couldn't. Fuckers.
Be a little noticeable that if we have high possession rate, Jorginho is involved, proving to be another shrewd buy. Very well worded.
Indeed.
Master Guna. Gunner, Kai Welbeck. I'm not going to respond to that. Stefan, match of the day starts soon. Brilliant. We know. Phil, can we make enough comments?
Watch along.
Going to the Porto game. Ray Anderson, I thought Kieran Tierney was the nephew of Paul Tierney. Brilliant. And that's a question. All right, we'll just get the questions done then, shall we? So we had a question at the very beginning of the pod, and that was from And All the Numbers. As a wider point, are managers actively telling players to feign head injuries to tactically affect play? Danny.
Femi's put in our WhatsApp group. How do you rate Ben Wright as a right back you have seen play? He's jumping into my top three now. I would have my ones would be, no, he's not top three. I'd have Lee Dixon, Lauren, Viv Anderson ahead of him. Bellerin for about an hour.
Pre-injury Bellerin.
Yeah. Oh, he's actually telling players. Yes, of course they are. Yeah, they want to slow the game down, which is why the game was still playing in the... I mean, I did a screen grab at one point. How far into the... And I say 89 minutes. There was one of them. I'm sure it was... no, maybe I didn't save it. But it was 99 minutes. I mean, when you're getting 10 minutes of extra, because they don't, when you have 5 or 6 minutes at half time, they then don't go, oh, we've had 99 minutes. We haven't. We've had 106 minutes, 105 minutes, because we had 5 minutes extra on the first half. And so that didn't happen a couple of years ago. So they're adding it all on, but it's not stopping them. They're too stupid to realize, if you're going to lay on the floor and roll around like you've just been fucking dart gunned, then don't bother, because the referee's going to go click, click. Well, I'm saving that for the end of the game. You're not doing anything other than giving your team a breather and breaking up the momentum of the mighty Arsenal as they're about to steamroller you. But
also,
it's just South American bullshit.
Also, though, Danny, well said, by the way. In regards to that, if a player is injured and they bring on medical staff, then they have to come off the pitch for 30 seconds.
They do. So, unless you're Harry Kane, and then you make sure you roll onto the pitch when you're injured, like he did at some point. Oh, I'm outside of the pitch. I'm going to roll onto the pitch injured. Oh, look at me. I've died. I've done a dead. Shut up, you. And he scored a hat-trick today as Bayern scored 8. He's getting that cannon.
At least he can win, I guess, because they're not winning the league. That's for
no,
sure.
They are not.
Leverkusen's going to do that with Xavi Alonso. They are still unbeaten, by the way, in the
they are close call in the midweek in the Europa League.
Yeah, they scored late on to get the equaliser. Bulgarian Guna question. How confident are we of getting 3 points at the Etihad? I'm not there yet. Danny?
I think on the scale of 0, 1, or 3, I'm hovering around the 1. But with a fair win, I reckon we could push it to 3. But no one really gets 3. And if you get 1, that'd be good. I mean, to take 4 points off of City in a season, how many teams have done that in the last 15 years?
Agreed.
I think someone last season, didn't Brentford take 6 off of them?
Yes.
Or something crazy.
Or a bogey team for City.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they'll look at it and go, well, Brentford's always smashing us and Arsenal beat them. So, it just depends on the referee, as usual, whether it's going to be biased refereeing and biased VAR. Because we saw the giving the ball to the Liverpool during the Forest game. What was the consequences of that? Oh, you're VAR at Arsenal now. Oh, excellent. I'll deny all the penalties. There's no consequences. As a child, as a parent, you teach your child. Actions have consequences. I used to say, Sean, why have you done that? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, you go and stand over there until you do know why you did it, and then we'll talk about it. As a human being, you very rarely do something you don't know why. I want to know that your thought pattern, your train of thought. It's either train or chain. It could be a train of thought. Yeah. And so there's, and then children, you've got everything you do in life has a consequences, unless you're a politician or unless you're a, we work for the Premier League as a referee. No consequences.
I think we'll win.
Hopefully. Yeah, I think we've got it. We've got all of our players back.
Yep. Yep.
We'll be on a high after making it past the round of 16.
I think we'll win. I think it'll be a hard game, but I think we'll win. Archangel, Ramsdale owes Havertz a meal. I think that's safe to say. Bulgarian Gunner, Pat Rice. Ray Anderson, Archangel, he owes him more than a meal. He owes him half of his paycheck for a week.
I agree.
Tiger and Gunner, King Kai. I like that one. Is that in reference to Dragon Ball Z? Rest in peace, the creator of Dragon Ball Z. I've still got my, you can see my Gohan Super Saiyan 2. He's powering up to fight Cell right there. So Dragon Ball Z was a massive part of my childhood, but I won't take a tangent for too long. Ray Anderson, 99 minutes. I don't know what that in reference to, because we're so far behind because there's a million comments because you guys won't stop talking. Phil Macca, I hugged Lauren in the Stratford End, at the end when we won the league at Old Trafford. What a night. That's pretty damn cool to be hugging an Arsenal legend.
For Lauren or for Phil?
Probably for Phil. No, for Lauren. No, it's definitely for Lauren. Phil Macca, he goes on multiple different platforms to talk to us. That's nice.
Phil whispered in his ear, if you need a tractor, you let me know, boy.
Is that how Phil sounds, is it?
Oh, definitely. Nah, it's, you want a tractor in my old booty boo, you let me know. I've got a lovely old Massey Ferguson in the shed. It's all yours. I'll give you the keys, boy. That's what it'll be like.
That's the Combine Irises song, isn't it? Patrick Carlson, good evening. You've joined us very, very late.
But he didn't know where Hammerby was.
Oh, yes, that's very true. Well, we figured that all out. Anderson, yes, his favourite charity. I don't know what this is in reference to, so we're going to have to move on from this. Mars Gunner, Kai's header was an important as Welbeck's back in 2016 in Leicester. Right, that's why you probably mentioned the Kai Welbeck, because that goal that he scored against Leicester, God, that was good times, wasn't it? Good times. We're vastly superior, Archangel and Mars Gunner, so they're just talking about stuff. The Scum are the boogie team for Man City 2. Well, we can hope and pray that that's going to be a draw tomorrow. That'd be nice. Mars Gunner's having a discussion with Archangel and welcome back to Fatherhood Wonderland.
My parenting advice. Sean now admits that I'm right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 13 to about 23. What an arsehole. But father was right. She now admits it.
Always right. Always right. Mars Gunner, 99 red balloons. Is Archangel with Phil Walsh. Drop a like. Yeah. Sods, well said by Bulgarian Gunner. Guys, like the video, guys. We've been rambling here for nearly 2 hours because you guys can't stop writing comments. Yeah. And then Patrick Austin, even later here.
Yeah.
I want to draw for tomorrow's game. Tony K. Did you see Arteta's mimic Klopp's multiple fist pumps? He's done it a few times now. Could be a breach of copyright from Liverpool again. He's done it a few times, hasn't he, Arteta, with the old... pumps that he does that thing that Klopp does, but whatever. I digress. But there we are, guys. We've done a podcast about a 2-1 victory over Brentford that's lasted longer than the actual game itself, guys.
Yeah, good to think that would have been our usual 6-0. We'd be here until Porto.
And I'm done. I've done a lot of reading tonight, guys.
And hello to the 1,104 people allegedly on Twitter.
Allegedly.
But do hello to the 43 watching on YouTube and the one on Facebook, which I have a sneaky suspicion is me, because I'm the only one on there. And Phil was on there. But our Facebook tonight, it peaked at 3. So heady heights there. Zuckerberg will probably be on the phone congratulating us any minute now.
People turning up late.
If he knows how to use a phone, because he is blatantly not fucking human.
Agreed. Have you seen him trying to, when he's stepping in before a UFC fight? He doesn't know what to do with himself. It kind of reminds me of Ricky Bobby when he's doing the interview in Talladega Nights, and he's like,
I don't know what to do with,
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Me and Sean watched that recently. She said, I'm not watching a film about NASCAR.
It's brilliant. Oh, it's Talladega Nights is the best. It's so good. Anything with Michael C. Who is it? Is it Michael C. Hall? And Will Ferrell? I think it's Michael C. Hall. No, that's someone else.
That's Dexter.
That is Dexter. You're completely right.
Will Ferrell and Dexter go on a murdering spree. Now we're talking. Spielberg, give us a
call. Would it be easier if we went away? Of course, Archangel. We say everything in complete and utter jest. We love doing these podcasts. That's the reason why we're still here and not and responding to every single comment that you guys are writing. We are responding to it. So we are only joking, of course. We say it in jest. We really appreciate it. We're on a fantastic run with the Arsenal right now with 8 victories on the bounce. We're looking forward to a really climactic end to the season. Hopefully we'll see some points drop from both teams tomorrow to really put us in stead to finish the season strong and on a high, and also get into the next round of the Champions League. And here we go on the screen. We've got the eight victories in a row. 5-0 Palace.
It's a hell of an achievement.
Completely agree. 2-1 Forest, 3-1 Liverpool, 6-0 West Ham, 5-0 Burnley, 4-1 Newcastle, 6-0 Sheffield United, and 2-1 Brentford.
Love it.
Not bad. And we'll just do thank you guys in the chat. We appreciate it, guys. We really, really do. Fab Pod, go lay down and I will. Don't worry about that. Great job, Deeks, and you too, Danny, of course. Thanks, guys. Great show. Fantastic result for the Arsenal. Have a great night, guys. Thank you very much. Tiger and Gunnar, 5:32 a.m. over here. Played.
Oh, wonder where that would be. That would be Southeast Asia, possibly. Japan?
No idea. You need to let me know, because he's got the very suave Wenger picture of when he's in the bar, looking very suave indeed. But yeah, guys, it was a fantastic conversation. We got some fantastic comments. And we had a real good laugh, guys. We had a real good laugh after quite a stressful game. But Danny, any final words from you?
Nope. Apart from Football Manager, is too hard, because every other game, I have to play my shitty reserve one-star youths, because I'm playing the game every 3 days. And it's making my life very, very hard indeed. And I lost a game 7-5 after being 4-0 up.
Good times. Good times. All right then, guys. Well, that's
thanks for hosting.
No problem at all. That was fun. Thanks for all the comments, guys. Obviously, once again, I say it in jest, but thanks for all the comments. It really does mean a lot. It means that you're all invested in and interested, and good stuff. And we will see you, Danny. Your pod. You've got a pod tomorrow night. Yeah.
With Mike, possibly. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing. I haven't talked to him. I had a busy week last week, and yep. So I've got pod maybe with him on Sunday, and then a preview show on Monday.
Yep.
The post-game show on Tuesday, probably the main podcast on Wednesday, and then we have 8 months of doing nothing until the next game.
Guys, we will be doing a Talking Bollocks during the hiatus between the Porto game and the City game at the end of the month, guys. So we will try and entertain you by talking absolute bollocks at some point.
We'll do our best.
Of course. But thanks, guys, for everybody for being here, putting comments in the chat. Let's enjoy the rest of the season. And what a game that was, guys. What a game that was. But thanks for choosing to be here. Thanks for listening to this as well. If you're listening to this on the post, subscribe, like, share, do all of those things with all the socials and everything in between. We really appreciate it. But Danny,
yep,
want to close us out?
I will do indeed. Thank you very much. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid.
Get down, dog.
Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche. Well, you don't often see them at Ibs, so when you see them in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on them, and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.